The Bully, written by Roderick Hunt and illustrated by Alex Brichter.
A new girl came to the school. She was in Biff and Chip's class. The new girl was called Rosie, and she didn't look very friendly. She pulled a face at Anina. Rosie sat next to Chip. Chip didn't like her. She took his pens and scribbled on his picture. So Chip scribbled on her picture. Rosie got Chip into trouble. She went to Mrs. May. "He scribbled on my picture," she said. Mrs. May was cross with Chip. She told him off. Nobody liked the new girl. She was a bully. She called everyone nasty names. She called Chip a motor mouth, and she called Wilf a parrot face. Rosie was nasty to Biff. She took her crisps and called her a toffee nose. Biff was frightened of Rosie. Everyone was frightened of her. Rosie was nasty to Anina. She called her a goody-goody and pulled her hair.
"Ow! Stop it!" said Anina. "Leave me alone!"
Wilma was bigger than Rosie, so she ran to help Anina. But Rosie was a bully. She called Wilma a dinosaur brain, and she pushed her over. Rosie pulled Chip's ear, and she wouldn't let go.
"Tell me a secret," she said. "Go on."
Chip didn't want to tell her a secret.
"Go on, motor mouth," said Rosie.
Rosie pulled Chip's ear even harder. She gave it a twist.
"Tell me a secret," she said. "Go on."
Chip didn't want to, but he told Rosie about the magic key. Rosie wanted to see the magic key, so she made Chip take her home.
"Let me see this key," she said. "I want a magic adventure."
The children went to Biff's room. Rosie looked at the magic key, but it wouldn't glow.
"It's just an old key," she said. "It isn't magic at all."
The magic key wouldn't glow when Rosie was holding it. But as soon as Chip took the key, it began to glow.
"It's a trick," said Rosie.
The magic key took the children on a new adventure. It took Rosie, too.
"Help!" called Rosie. "I don't like this. Make it stop."
The magic key took the children to a school playground.
"This is just a playground," said Rosie. "This isn't a magic adventure."
"How do you know?" asked Chip. Rosie was cross with Chip.
"This is a silly adventure, motor mouth," said Rosie. "The magic key is silly."
The magic key began to glow, but this time it glowed red. The magic turned Rosie into a motor mouth.
"What's happening?" shouted Rosie. "I don't like this." "You're a motor mouth," said Nadim.
Rosie tried to grab the magic key, but Chip threw it to Wilma.
"Give the key to me, dinosaur brain," shouted Rosie.
The magic key glowed red again. The key turned Rosie into a dinosaur brain.
"Help!" shouted Rosie. "I don't like this."
The children began to laugh.
Give me the magic key,
shouted Rosie. Wilma threw the key to Wilf. Rosie tried to grab it.
Give me that key, parrot face, she shouted.
But the key glowed again. The magic key gave Rosie a parrot face. The children laughed and laughed.
I don't like this, said Rosie. It's not fair. Give me the magic key.
Wilf threw the key to Nadim.
Give me that key,
shouted Rosie. She tried to grab it, but Nadim threw it to Anina. Rosie got very angry. She tried to hit Wilf, but the key glowed red again. The magic made Rosie hit herself.
Ow!
She said.
That hurt!
Rosie began to cry. She wanted the magic adventure to stop. Suddenly, the magic key began to glow. This time, it took the children home. Biff and Chip looked at Rosie. Then they looked at the magic key.
This key is magic, said Biff, and it doesn't like bullies. Nobody likes bullies.
Rosie ran home. The children were glad, but Biff felt a bit sorry for her.
That was a strange adventure, said Biff. The magic was different this time.
The next day, two big children saw Rosie. The big children were bullies too. They wanted Rosie's sweets, so they pushed her against the wall. Then the bullies pulled Rosie's ear.
Help! Called Rosie. That hurts! Let me go! She shouted.
Chip and Wilma saw the bullies. They didn't know what to do. Wilma had an idea. She ran and told Mrs. May about Rosie and the bullies.
Come quickly, Mrs. May, called Wilma. Rosie needs your help.
Mrs. May went to help Rosie. She told the bullies off.
Nobody likes bullies, said Mrs. May. Bullying is nasty. Don't bully people again.
Mrs. May spoke to all the children.
Nobody likes bullies, she said. Wilma was right to tell a grown-up. Always tell a grown-up about bullies. We don't want bullies in this school.
Rosie was glad that Chip and Wilma had helped her.
Thank you, she said.
She was sorry she had been a bully, and she didn't bully anyone again. The next day, a new boy came to the school. His name was Sam, and he didn't look very friendly.
Oh, no, said Chip.